It's time for our weekly chat with Rich Copley of the Lexington Herald Leader for a look at this weekend's arts and cultural activities. Rich, let's begin with a grand night for singing. I know you did a kind of a special backstage look at a grand night for singing.
Yeah, we did, because this was in part inspired by watching the Tony Awards the week before grand night opened, and seeing they were doing a lot of their bumpers backstage, and it was kind of fun to see the action back there and stuff. And one thing that came out of the Tonys this year is there's a little video that you can find if you search for, like, say, Tony Awards Quick Change, that shows Kelly O'Hara doing a 47-second quick change from a pretty elaborate dress to a really lovely gown during the King and I segment on the Tony Awards. And that's the sort of thing that's going on a lot backstage at Grand Night for Singing. There are a lot of people running off stage, and we're talking literally booking out the stage door into dressing rooms or changing areas, and throwing everything off and putting on a completely new outfit and getting back out there, and also switching up microphones and things of that sort. So we just decided to take a look at that and kind of talk about how they make it all happen.
Moving on, tell us now about the Wags. They look kind of like a local supergroup.
It is a local supergroup. People like Robbie Cosenza and Coralie of Coralie and the Townies and other folks all sort of banded together to record the music of Michael Grice. And Michael Grice is the director of the Singletary Center for the Arts. And really, he has a very theatrical background, but not a big musical background. But he had written a number of songs and really wanted to get them out there and started making connections with some local musicians. And earlier this year, they recorded an album at Dwayne Lundy's Shangri-La Studios, and they kind of thought that would be it, that they would get the music out there and it would be kind of a one-off. But they've decided that they want to do it live and present the music live, and that they're also going to go back, and the album that they put out was an EP, essentially, so they're going to do a proper full-length album of this music. So, and it's got a very if you're a fan of, like, sort of early, late 70s, early 80s rock, it's kind of in that vein. Artists like Marshall Crenshaw, I was hearing a little bit of Squeeze in there, and maybe, some edgier stuff too, but, definitely very listenable, fun music to hear, and an interesting tale of artists collaborating.
And finally, a lot of news recently about Lexington Theater.
This is turning into an interesting time. It's been a very fluid year or so in Lexington Theater, with several companies kind of going offline or into hibernation and some new ones coming up. Two of the new ones are doing something that has sort of been a holy grail of Lexington Theater for quite a while. There has long been a desire for interest in bringing an equity theater to Lexington. And by equity, we mean that the actors are working under contracts with Actors Equity, which is the Stage Actors Union. But there's long been the thought that it's kind of cost prohibitive and things of that sort to do that. Well, we've got two theaters now that are going to give it a shot. And they both made announcements about what they have coming up this week. Athens West Theater, that had their debut performance of Doubt back in February, announced a full season coming up where each show will retain two equity actors in parts in those shows. And then the Lexington Theater Company, which is setting up to present a production of 42nd Street in late July, announced the cast, and it is a cast that mixes some Broadway veterans that are going to be coming in to fill out some of the leading roles, combined with community and even student actors from the area, to put on what is a really big and really challenging musical. So, it's going to be interesting now. This is something people have talked about for quite a while, and now we've got a couple of theaters that are going to give it a shot, and we'll see how it goes.
Rich Copley of the Lexington Herald Leader and Lexco.com, thanks so much.
Thank you.